The opposition leader Tony Abbott has announced the coalition's manufacturing policy, and there's no extra funding for the ailing car sector. It's an area of key difference between the two major parties because Labour has promised an extra $700 million to help keep Holden and Ford afloat. And although he'd previously ruled out any front bench changes if elected to government, Mr. Abbott today stepped back from that promise. Samantha Hawley is travelling with Mr. Abbott.
With little money to splash around, policy announcements during this campaign are moderate in spending.
Are you retiring today?
At least the Kia, say.
The Volvo truck manufacturing plant in Brisbane, Mr. Abbott argued the case for business going it alone without a government hand-up. He spoke to a quiet and polite workforce during their lunch break.
And what better place to do it than here at Volvo in Brisbane, which is proof positive that we can have a sophisticated manufacturing sector in this country without, let's be frank, government handouts.
Well, it's great to be here at Volvo Australia to, amongst other things, launch our manufacturing policy. At the core of our policy for manufacturing industry is to abolish the carbon tax, abolish the mining tax.
The opposition leader says taking those steps will be the biggest boost for manufacturing in this country. But there are some new commitments too, including a $50 million transition fund to help industry diversify their products and the development of a $50 million manufacturing base to help boost exports. But in contrast to Labor's plan, there's no new money for the car manufacturing sector.
We will maintain a strong program of assistance to the car industry. What we aren't going to do is what Mr. Rudd has done over the last few weeks and basically run down the road after Holden waving a blank cheque at them.
In your view, what would it mean though if companies like Holden and Ford were to eventually shut up shop in Australia?
Obviously it would be a pity and we don't want to see it. We really don't want to see it. But no adult Prime Minister, in the heat of an election campaign, in panic over polls, charges down the street waving a blank cheque after anyone. You just don't do that. You just don't do that.
If the coalition's elected, there'll also be a Minister for Trade and Investment, whose main job will be to attract business to Australia. But while previously pledging his front bench would remain the same if he's elected, Mr. Abbott wouldn't guarantee Julie Bishop would get that job, even though she currently holds the trade portfolio.
Well, we've got to win an election first. I'm not talking about who's doing post-election jobs.
Yeah, good.
Oh, not too bad.
Busy?
I'm very, very busy at the moment. It's contract renewal time, isn't it?
There's no money for cars, but there is some money, at least, for rugby.
Floaters, that's right, Malika.
Ball in hand once again, Mr. Abbott practised his skills with the Brisbane Broncos captain.
I've never been much good at spinning.
Before announcing a win for the team, $5 million in federal taxpayer funds will go to improving their training facilities.
Our $5 million will essentially go towards the construction of new sports medicine facilities, including a gymnasium.
Mr. Abbott, could this not come under criticism in a sense that I'm sure there's many other clubs that would like federal government support at this time?
$5 million from the Commonwealth towards a $21 million upgrade, I think is a relatively modest contribution. What we are doing is trying to help people who are helping themselves.
Tony Abbott ending Samantha Hawley's report.